Hello, and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that believes rules are made to be broken.
And you don't have to be perfect to be successful. Hello, I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author of the book series Dirty Lazy Keto. And this here is my best friend and dog walking partner of 8 years.
I'm Dr. Tamara Snezik, professor of sociology, but you might also call me the Dirty Lazy Consigliere, as I was the very first friend, number one, to sign up for the Dirty Lazy Facebook support group, which is now over 150,000 members, Stephanie. Woo-woo!
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast. Okay, Stephanie and I thought we would start our podcast off by introducing ourselves and giving you a little background about ourselves.
And then we will follow our normal format, which will be to share Dirty Lazy hacks and close with our favorite segment, What Would You Do?, where we ask for listener help and feedback.
Let's do this, Stephanie.
Let's do it. Let's get serious.
Yes. So, Stephanie Laska, did you ever thought in a million trillion years you would be doing a podcast on something called Dirty Lazy Anything?
First of all, that sounds a little scandalous. I would just like to throw that out there. Yes. That the name was a little bit accidental, and it might sound inappropriate, but it's actually well-meaning. So I just want to clear that up for the record.
Thank you, because you're not actually dirty.
There will be no dirtiness. There might be some artificial sugar and fake flour, but that's about it.
Yeah. So really, what does dirty lazy actually mean?
So I know it means a lot of different things for different people, but for me, I just started to describe my way of eating kind of in a funny way, maybe off the cuff. And I started saying it was dirty, it was kind of lazy. I had lost about 140 pounds and have kept it off now 6 years. And so when people ask me, well, how did you do it? And I'm like, well, I kind of broke a lot of rules and didn't do it the way I was supposed to. So maybe it's dirty, maybe it's lazy. So it kind of went from there.
And so is this a diet podcast?
Why, no. Thank you for asking. I mean, certainly we are going to probably talk about weight issues because I think Tamara and I are obsessed with our weight.
And I think most women feel that pressure for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. But I told Stephanie, you know, I don't want this to be all about weight. First of all, I'm not the big success story that she is. I feel like, you know, the struggler, the one who still hasn't figured everything out. But I think Stephanie has a lot of wisdom, not just dieting, and what she's done with dieting, you can actually do for lots of stuff. So I'm excited to explore that with you, Stephanie.
And I'm excited to share your unconventional path to success with our listeners, Tamara.
Like, how did I get roped? Where do I fit in
How do you fit in all this? I know we walk our dogs and we hang out with our kids.
Yes, we do. Our kids, that's how we met. Our kids went to the same school, same kindergarten, in fact.
Same kindergarten.
Yeah. And we started hanging out after they started taking track or swimming, one of those sports.
All of those.
Yes, yes. And I think that was some of the first conversations we had were complaints about dieting. You were kind of right at the beginning or middle of your weight loss journey, maybe.
It's quite possible.
Yeah. And in fact, I remember asking you, like, you know, what diet are you on?
You're like, and I'm like, I don't know.
I know.
I just keep eating sour cream and ranch dressing and I'm losing weight. No, seriously, I probably didn't tell you. I was all, I don't know, nothing at all.
Well, because people get so dang judgy about it.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, like I get really frustrated when I talk to people or even on these different Facebook groups or Instagram groups. And it's like people are... they point the finger. They're like cop, you know, we call them keto cops, but not just keto, any diet they're on, paleo or whatever. It's like my exact recipe for dieting is the best and no one can follow anything but the exact way I do it. Otherwise they point, it's just, I don't know.
It's judgmental. Annoying.
Yeah.
Well, as women, I think we criticize each other even when it's other ways that we want to be successful. Like, for example, I know you yourself had a non-traditional path to success in your life.
Yes.
I'm trying to get you to talk about it here.
I know. I guess it's a sort of a, you could call it a dirty, lazy path to my, in my academic career, because I'm a professor by day.
Ooh, and what do you do by night?
Raise crazy kids.
Right.
But yeah, so I, like you, Stephanie, like, I didn't do things the way most academics do. I dropped out of high school. I wasn't a nerd like most of my colleagues grow up, you know, being super academic, having academic parents. My parents didn't have college education, didn't have any expectations for me to get a college education. And I even didn't see myself as being the smart kid. But I eventually had, with some encouraging and mentoring, I decided to actually further my education. The more I got into it, the more I loved it. But, you know, being a high school dropout, I was horribly behind. I was lacking in some of the basic academic skills that I needed. So I really had, I was a scrappy student. I just did it in the ways that worked for me. I had to take certain classes, you know, that other people didn't have to take because I was behind. I started at a junior college and I had to slowly do, they went to a state college. They went to a UC. So I had to like kind of scratch and claw my way up to where I am now. And so, no, I didn't take the conventional path. And maybe that's why we're friends.
No, I was just thinking that because both of us went down very unlikely paths to achieve really great things.
Yeah.
And for me, that's one of the goals of our podcast is to explore that. Because I don't know if you and I have actually figured out those exact steps that we took. But I do think we have a lot to offer other people.
Yeah, because it can be, it's when you're not following the conventional path, it can be isolating and it can, you can feel unsupported. And I really want people to know, A, first of all, you can go with your gut, you know yourself, you can do what works for you. And you can, this can be a place for encouragement and support. Like, you don't have to do everything by A, B, C, D, by these, you know, crazy rules that we're putting on each other. It's crazy.
Absolutely. Nope. I agree.
So, F the rules.
We're very PG today because this is the intro.
Yeah.
Although, there'll be no swearing from Tamara.
From the dirty, lazy girls.
There'll be no dirtiness.
But yeah, I mean, so I'm kind of excited about the podcast for that reason. I want to be a source of support for you, Stephanie, but also to other people who maybe are like us and are looking for something that's not
they want
a
an alternative.
Rules.
Yes. We don't have to be perfect to be successful.
No.
You can achieve your goals, whether it's at work, on a diet, or maybe your fitness goals or changing, you know, your relationships and your family or whatever it can be, things that you want to achieve.
Yeah.
But there has to be another way. You don't have to follow the exact path as everybody else.
No. And I think that's also another thing that I told Stephanie that I wanted from this podcast is to broaden it beyond just dieting. Because first of all, I'm not my diet. I'm not my body. So there's many other facets to ourselves than that. And I think we can apply that same dirty, lazy approach to all sorts of things. Like, I don't know what you mentioned already, but like career.
You can say it again. Career.
Yeah.
Fashion.
Yeah.
Health, fitness.
Yes. And in fact, and
travel.
That, yes.
Shout them out.
Dating.
Ooh. Hello.
You might get dirty.
Ooh,
again
hello.
There.
Cooking, shopping.
Yes.
You know, budgeting.
Makeup.
Buying
bras.
Oh. But health issues as well.
Yeah. And that's the other thing,
career.
Too.
I don't want us to sound all trite and, like we're just concerned about the superficial stuff.
Yes.
But we also want to really get into deeper issues, too, about
child-rearing.
Yes, child-rearing, family,
mm-hmm.
Complex things about at work and getting ahead in life. Just we want to encourage people and maybe unveil some of our strategies that have helped us to be successful in our lives. And really discuss them and take questions and talk about these things.
And start a dialogue. Like, so it's not just me in my own head, but it's you and I, but not even just you and I. Like, and we have you listeners to, you know, we want your feedback. In fact, Stephanie and I were both adamant about incorporating listener feedback, whether it's emails or phone calls or whatever, however we end up doing that. Because that way we get a dialogue going, like, because I'm just one person, you're just one person, the more diversity and voices that we get in the picture, the better. I think it's, you know.
For me, one thing, when I started the Facebook group, I know we joked about it just being Tamara and I and my husband at first, and now, like we said, 150,000 people. Yeah. But one of the things I like best about it is it helps people feel like they're not alone.
Yeah.
Because I think so often people feel like they're struggling about the most craziest issue, and they feel alone and embarrassed. Like, I can't even tell you how many times I get the same comments about, you know, like, I'm constipated, I'm on this diet, I can't go to the bathroom, or, you know, what do? I'm going to a picnic, and, like, people are making fun of me because I'm brought my own food.
Yeah.
Or
I can't buckle my seatbelt on the airplane.
Yes.
Or, you know, or my family, my husband isn't supporting me in my diet or whatever.
Or I'm not getting ahead in life, I'm interviewing for jobs, and I'm having no self-confidence.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, we've all been there. We all have those moments. If it's not that exact thing, it's something similar where you almost have this shame about your struggles. And that's too bad.
Yeah. So we're going to try to create a family here where people feel like they're not alone. We're going to really pull the curtain back and talk about dirty, lazy ways to approach all sorts of facets of life. And help people feel like they're not alone. They have a supportive environment.
Right.
They have some advocates here with really big mouths. With a really big podcast that we can share and get the word out.
Yeah.
And help support you as you figure out what's best for you.
Yes. And where we don't necessarily know everything.
We do not.
Yeah. But at the same time, we can toss ideas around and say, well, what about this or what about that in a safe place where you don't feel attacked or you don't feel like someone's gonna like mock you because you don't follow recipe rule number 27 through 38.
I love it.
Because Stephanie, you have to know her personality. I don't think we've said this yet, but she's our rebel of the two of us.
Yes. Yes, I am. I do not follow any rules.
No, she doesn't. And she's a little bit quicker to speak up.
Perhaps.
Whereas I'm a little bit more, I wouldn't say shy.
No, not at all.
No.
But Tamara, definitely, I noticed that you thrive when you have accountability and more of a structure. It makes you feel more like you can. I mean, I've observed this.
Yes.
Correct me.
I don't like rules either, but I'm not to the same extent. I don't like you kind of need to break rules.
I have
it
to.
It bothers you. Rules
it,
really bother
I hate
you.
It.
But some rules for me are comforting.
Yes.
I need
and a structure.
That. I feel safe.
I feel like I can see you be.
But I want to be able to choose.
Choose
what
which
works,
rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What works for me. And I think it takes, you know, we all need some rules, but again.
Or not.
You know?
That no, but this is for everybody. I'm serious here.
Yeah.
That's why we're having this.
Yeah.
Because it takes, you need both sides.
You do.
You need a balance.
And people
maybe.
That, and I'm sure listeners have different personalities
as
well, and they'll have different needs somewhere between you and I or something maybe completely different. Like, some people have to have rules constantly. Like, I've seen that on some of your Facebook conversations, like, some people really, really, really need rules for everything.
They really, really need the rules.
Yeah.
And I'm like, get rid of the rules. Yeah. Do whatever you want. But that doesn't work either because then you don't have any structure in life and you get nothing done.
Yeah. So that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah. We love you however you are.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's good.
See how nice we are
already. This is going to be fun. Well, I don't want to get into it too much. I feel like we've given everybody a nice introduction about what we're all about.
Yes.
And we're going to
turn to our dirty, lazy girl hacks.
Ooh, what's that?
Well, each week we're going to provide hacks based off our topic that we just talked about.
Okay.
But this week is a little different because we didn't have a specific, you know, topic.
Okay.
We were just introducing ourselves, but we still wanted to give some hacks, right?
Totally.
Do you want to go first?
I absolutely do.
Okay, go for it.
So I've been doing a lot of traveling this summer because our kids are off school and we've been doing lots of vacations, road trips, flying, what have you. And for me, even though it's super embarrassing, when I'm traveling, I bring a boatload of food. I just want to put that out there. For me, I feel very embarrassed when people see how much food is in my suitcase or in my purse or backpack or whatever. But I just feel comforted by knowing I have options. And whatever. That's yeah. it. That's my hack. Pack and snacks.
We just
I'm going to talk about that later.
Well,
but today's hack is pack your snack.
And don't be ashamed.
Don't be ashamed. Pack that
it's
snack.
It's self-care.
And pride.
It's self-care.
And be strong, ladies. Pack the snack.
Well, I just...
Keep it short.
I just went to... I'm going to tell this anyway.
I've been telling all my embarrassing stories.
No, this is mine. I just went to LA twice. And the first time, I did not pack snacks.
Oh.
Stephanie, I was miserable.
Seriously.
We stopped at 7-Eleven. I'm at 7-Eleven going, I can't eat anything here. I really want that bag of chips. I really want that popcorn. And, you know, even the hot dogs were starting to look kind of good on the roller.
Everything looks good when you're hungry. When
and
you're
I
hangry.
I was pissed. I got hangry because I came out with a seltzer water going, like...
All
like,
angry.
Yeah, hangry.
Yeah.
So the second time, like, okay, I got wise. And I brought cut up veggies. I had a whole humongous... Like, honestly, the whole huge bag of grapes, which I ate, which I paid for later, because it was too much grapes.
That's too much information. Yeah. This is a dirty podcast, yeah. Not that dirty. Not that kind of dirty.
Not to make rules or anything, but don't eat too much grapes.
Okay, especially in a car. Yeah. Driving.
But I was so much happier.
Okay.
I was a happy camper. I had
Tell me your hack. I don't want to cut you off, but I'm excited to hear.
Mine is, and I think there's a song for this.
Are we singing?
You can help me sing.
Okay.
Let it go. Let it go.
You did not start singing.
I said let it go. Wait, that's the Frozen thing, right?
Let it go. Yeah.
Let it be or let it go.
It sounds like the same thing. The message is.
But the message
let it go.
Is. Yes.
Sorry.
When something's not working.
Okay.
And you've given it a good try.
Okay.
But if it's not working anymore, let the puppy go. Let go. Yeah. Because, so just
do you have an example?
Just a quick example.
Did something happen in your life that you need to let go?
With a lot of things.
Okay. Well, give us one.
One was meditation.
Oh.
Everyone says it's awesome. It's great. And it is. And I'm sure it's great for a lot of people. And maybe a different version of what I was doing would work. But for me, meditation almost... It made me start thinking about stuff, and then I'd get mad at myself for thinking about, like, anxious thoughts, because I know that's the whole point is to let go of anxious thoughts.
So you got anxious about your anxiousness?
Yes. And at some point, I said, you know, why am I forcing this? Like, and maybe I can revisit it, so that's, you know, and so the thing is, let it go, but also I'll add to that, don't beat yourself up because you let it go, because there's plenty of other things. I found journaling, which for me is a little bit better for me right now. Than meditation. It's helping me let go of my anxiety in a way that worked for me. So let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it be.
Yes, or let it be, whatever it is. And then don't beat yourself up.
Hey, those are terrific first time hacks for our very first podcast.
Aren't they awesome?
I'm super proud of us for embarrassing ourselves on camera.
I know.
And on podcast.
And can I just say, I know we're closing here, but that was one of our worries. Both of us were like, we're going to have to make ourselves vulnerable and talk about all our flaws and all the mistakes we made. And I just want to say, I couldn't do it without you, Stephanie, here, like, encouraging me or, you know, giving me the safe space to do it. And I trust that our listeners will be easy on us.
For sure.
And tolerate all our vulnerable, you know, moments.
I hope so, too. It's been a dream of mine. I know for years and years we've been walking our dogs.
Yeah.
Lulu and Mamba.
Yes.
We're besties.
Two best dogs ever.
And we always say, we're so funny. We should make a podcast.
I bet everybody says that.
Everybody must think we're hilarious.
Yeah,
so
think we are.
We think we're very funny. So we hope you enjoyed the podcast today and, you know, aren't laughing too much. But again, we have very lofty goals with the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast. We hope that you give us your input. You can actually send me an email directly at stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com. Again, that's stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com. Or, Tamara?
I was just saying, our final segment is to turn it to the listener and give them an opportunity to give their input on things. So for our first listener input, we thought of a very basic question, which is, are you a dirty lazy girl?
Let we want to know. Let us know.
Yes. And you can email us at the email Stephanie gave. Or can they post on Facebook?
They probably could, but then a lot of people would read it. Maybe for now, just send us an email.
I think
that way
that's
we
a great
can,
plan.
You can talk directly to us.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us on another Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
Be sure to subscribe and then tell a friend. You can help other Dirty Lazy Girls join in our conversation by rating and reviewing our podcast wherever you're currently listening to your podcasts.
You can get in touch with us on the website dirtylazyketo.com or email us at stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com. Until next time, I'm Tamara Sneezik.
And I'm Stephanie Laska.
Go forth and live your best Dirty Lazy Girl life.
And remember, you don't have to be perfect to be successful. Until next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.